Welcome to another exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor.
Today, we're talking to Alex Burson and Larry Dubov, co-authors of the book Master Data Management and Customer Data Integration for a Global Enterprise, published in May 2007. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Alex and Larry.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Can you give me a brief idea of your background and share why you decided to write this book?
Certainly. I'm Alex Burson. I'm a director and a Bering Point Fellow in a management consulting firm known as Bering Point, and I'm focusing my activities on information and identity management. Prior to Bering Point, I spent a lot of years on Wall Street working for companies like Merrill Lynch and its competitors, and also I did a stint as a chief technology officer in a couple of technology companies. The reason I decided to write this book and invited Larry Dubov to co-author it with me is because I kind of wrote several books in over the last 10 years or so. And I always find that writing books on topics of complexity such as master data management is very rewarding, not only for the authors from an intellectual point of view, but also for the people we work with, because sometimes the written word goes a long way to explain the complexity of the problem. I thought that choosing the topic related to master data management and customer data integration is not only timely, but also requires a sufficient level of explanation so enterprises we work with, and as you can probably guess, Larry and I are working as consultants serving financial services clients primarily. Explanations written in the books help our clients to see what can be achieved embarking on initiatives at the level of master data management.
My name is Larry Dubov, and my background is still changing. I would say that I have multiple, backgrounds. So I started as a scientist. I have a PhD in some mathematical physics. I also have a PhD in chemistry. And about 18 or 19 years ago, I basically switched to information technology. In my scientific years, I wrote many scientific papers. I'm author of about, 70 publications. When I started my IT career, it was mostly, hands-on things, and I didn't write much until now. And basically, I accumulated a lot of experience in the industry, and I knew many things I would like to share. And when Alex offered this idea, let's just go ahead and write what we know about master data management, it was a very good point, from my perspective, and I was interested in it from two perspectives, basically. First of all, it should allow me to put together all thoughts around the subject, and secondly, it's kind of coming back to the years when I wrote things and not just develop things and kind of accumulated experience.
Now, at Search Data Management, we cover MDM and CDI quite a lot, but one thing I've learned is that definitions can vary a lot. So what is your definition of MDM and CDI that you use in the book?
Well, it's an excellent question, and we can paraphrase several definitions. In fact, our definition is probably more of a synthesis of what different people define MDM and CDI as. But our synthesis is done not as a mechanical exercise of aggregation of definitional sentences, but rather as an insight of what MDM and CDI is based on our hands-on experience of building those solutions and implementing those projects over the last several years. Actually, I would venture to guess that we started doing this work in the information management space way before industry adopted the term customer data integration, master data management. But I would ask Larry to actually read a quote from the book defining both MDM and CDI, and perhaps it's the best way to describe how we define it.
Master data management is the framework of processes and technologies aimed at creating and maintaining an authoritative, reliable, sustainable, accurate, and secure data environment that represents a single version of truth, an accepted system of record used both intra and inter-enterprise across a diverse set of application systems, lines of business, and user communities.
Now, another thing I hear quite often is that MDM is nothing new or MDM is all hype. I assume you don't agree, and why?
On one hand, MDM, MCDI, let me just make a preface and say that we define customer data integration as a special case, as a variant of master data management, which is much broader umbrella framework of technologies, processes, and approaches to solve a significant number of information management issues. So on one hand, a creation of master data or a single version of the truth or a system of record for the firm is not a new idea, and people have been doing it or trying to do it ever since the computers became business tools. At the same time, the industry discovered that doing this work today without proper tools, techniques, approaches, methodologies results in a partial solution. If you look at the history of where MDM-like solutions have been in the last 10, 20 years, we can think about custom information file and data warehouses and security masters. Those files have been doing the job sufficiently well. However, what they were lacking is the enterprise-wide view and enterprise-wide capability of integrating information across all lines of business, all applications, all data sources for all kinds of purposes. So on one hand, we can suggest that MDM and CDI, as terminology goes, as definition goes, is an evolutionary step on the way to information management. At the same time, we can argue, and we can probably get to that point later in the interview, that doing MDM and CDI in the way which we're trying to propose actually has revolutionary consequences to the enterprise.
Now, this all sounds kind of complex, and complexity tends to be expensive. So what is the promise of master data management or customer data integration? In other words, why should companies bother to sort this all out?
The complexity is could be quite profound, and the resulting cost and duration could be quite significant. So why would people do this in the first place? Well, I can suggest this observation. For one thing, you really want to know the data which drives your business. So having a notion of having accurate system of record of whatever information you're looking for in one place or in a place you can reach at any time and be assured that information is of highest quality and accurate and timely and protected is a very valuable proposition. To put the tables around, if you don't have that capability, then how do you know you do the right thing in business, in your enterprise, or in the government sector? How would you know that you are making the right decision if your information about decision points is not accurate or not complete or not available or not timely? That speaks, in favor of doing it. At the same time, it allows the enterprise not just to get the right information at the right time in the right place, but also opens up window into new opportunities how to do business. And specifically, and using customer data integration as an example, we can talk about what would take an enterprise to transform itself from account-centric business model, which is predominant in the business today, to customer-centric data model, where business is done to individuals, not to accounts which individuals might have. And it's not just holistic customer view, but also relationships individuals might or might not have with the enterprise. And there are many reasons for doing this work in a framework which is defined by customer data integration, master data management activities. But the net of it is, in the retail enterprise, for example, transforming itself into customer-centric solution has a huge promise of new revenues, new share of customer wallet, new applications, new processes, and new competitive advantage which enterprises can achieve doing this work.
But so many people I talk to have to prove that there will be a return on investment before they can even get the budget to implement a new discipline like MDM. So how do people calculate the ROI of MDM?
I didn't see real, I would say, quantitative calculations of ROI. So this may be kind of a bad sign, but a good sign is that more and more organizations basically engage into these activities because they understand that there are, too many parameters to make it kind of a science of estimating ROI. And I would say benefits are becoming pretty obvious in the area of, I would say, regulatory compliance, because of all, I would say, Sarbanes-Oxley regulations, because of Basel II, because of need for privacy and data protection, because of safety and the security concerns, and also because so without it, they wouldn't be able to get competitive edge. That basically it's like regulatory pressure from the government, plus many other, I'd say, things essentially create pretty significant pressure on all organizations. And based on what I see, it's much easier, basically, I'd say, to convince people to go and, I'd say, do it. And I think that it's almost like a common thread now that almost all organizations are engaged in these kind of activities.
Right. And I can add to that that it's, I think, when we talk about why do it, from a financial point of view, I think we're talking about three components. One is cost takeout. Doing the work correctly, building the master data management or customer data integration environment would allow you to eventually sunset legacy applications which no longer provide value. Secondly, it would allow you to create a more compliant enterprise, which would allow you to be in a better position to be in compliance, to avoid costly penalties, potentially avoid costly litigation if you choose to do it in a particular way, which we're promoting in our book. And thirdly, even though we don't have, like Larry said, we don't have today very hard evidence of accurately measured ROI as far as new money coming into the enterprise, we can offer the following observation. In financial services in particular, the good clients are those clients which invest money into your enterprise for the purpose of doing transactions, doing business. The number of what we call good customers is quite finite. And in order to achieve top-line revenue growth, you have to find new ways to attract new customers with the money, so to speak, or to find a way to take more money from the customers to invest into businesses, into products and services, and to conduct business with the enterprise. Master data management, customer data integration would allow an enterprise to expand the net, if you will, kind of create a viral effect where not only you're dealing with the right customers, but also you gain access to those customers' relationships, so you can bring those relationships into the enterprise with very compelling, very attractive offers, which would in turn result in a top-line revenue growth.
Yeah, there is a term around that, to grow the share of a wallet.
Yep. And
basically,
that's what at least CDI allows you to do. From an overall master data management environment, the ROI can be achieved just by streamlining processes, by sunsetting no longer useful applications, by reducing the number of infrastructures and the support required to support those infrastructures. There is a number of benefits. Again, you know, when people talk about ROI, sometimes the natural reaction is to find a place where there is a report saying, okay, if you invest $1 million into my MDM initiative, you're going to, you know, get 30% ROI over the next 3 years. In practical terms, today, master data management and customer data integration are still on the road to achieve that ROI measurement because very few installations, if at all, have 3 to 5 year lifespan in 2007. Maybe in 2009 we're going to get real numbers available to us. But other benefits are very tangible and they're available today to anybody to research and decide for themselves if it's worth doing.
Also, I would like to bring out three considerations for those who feel that so there is nothing new. Because really, I would say three things are new in my mind. One thing is as an environment. It's a global environment with very high regulatory pressure, with environment when we have recently had, I would say, terrorist events. We had major kind of, I would say, corporate scandals. This is, I would say, one component. The second component, what is new here, it's, I would say, customer hubs. It's basically, I would say, new technologies that did not exist, let's say, I would say, 10 or 15, I would say, years ago. And I would say the third part in my mind, this is, I would say, the need for the organizations to move from account-centric to customer-centric views. This is, from the business perspective, it is a pretty, it's a revolutionary idea. And even, it's not just about, I'd say, the idea and, I'd say, how to do that. I think people have been talking about this, I'd say, for many years, but only now it becomes kind of a reality.
So who is this book aimed at, and what do you hope that those readers get out of the book?
I think it will depend on the individuals. I can tell you that, I would say, for example, so recently I spoke with, for example, a person who is a lawyer. And when he asked me, kind of, I would say, what this book is about, and I told him, and he said immediately that, okay, so it's, I would say, many regulations, and it's just for a person who has nothing to do with information technology, who has nothing to do with even, let's say, financial services. It turns out that he said that he would, I'd say, buy the book. And I'm pretty sure that, I'd say, he will. I simply know this person. This is kind of, I would say, generic, right? There is also kind of, I'd say, specific, I'd say, context. It is kind of IT professionals or business professionals in financial services organizations or in other organizations that would be interested in how actually, I would say, to implement it, using it not just for their education, but really understand how to build this thing that is called MDM,
right,
and I would say CDI. There will be, I would say, lower-level people, I mean, I would say, hands-on people, for example, developers, that would also need to know what to do with this. And
right,
to develop some kind of view. So it's really for a pretty wide, I would say, variety of groups of customers.
And it's not just customers. In the book, we're defining master data management and customer data integration as horizontal technologies, horizontal initiatives. They're not industry specific, even though there are versions and variants of which each industry, each vertical, each industry sector applies to that, so it becomes very, very focused. At the same time, I can put the same question back to you and say, okay, what organization or what individual you can envision who doesn't want to know accurate data about whatever, about your health, about your financial health, about travel plans, about terrorist threats, about money markets, whatever the subject you want to think of, almost anybody would be easily, eagerly accepting the proposition that, yes, I want to have the real, accurate, available data all the time. That is the promise of master data management, and that's why the audience is as broad as you can imagine. Of course, the book is, I would say, 60% technical and 40% business. Therefore, there is a lot of audience in the technology organizations across global enterprise, not just in the United States, not just in North America. The book is actually not at all geographically bound because the problems we're trying to solve described in the book are not specific to North America at all. But anybody who is looking to find the right information about whatever subject people are interested in should be concerned about either learning how to do it or getting our book to learn how to do it.
And I would say so different groups of customers. I'm using the word customer for anybody who would potentially like to buy the book. So I would say that to a person like my lawyer that I mentioned, my it's a friend lawyer, he would probably be interested in reading part one and maybe partly, I would say, part two. For somebody with like a more, I would say, technical background, they would probably just read quickly, I'd say, part one and part two, and that would go into part three and part four, probably, right, where the meaty kind of implementation part is, I'd say, presented. So really, I would say, depending on the audience, depending on the person, different parts of the book can present different level of interest.
So what was your methodology in writing this? Who did you talk to? Where did you find the information that you put together here?
What we have done is a combination of three sources. Larry and I are practitioners in this space, so we're doing this for a living. So as we do those initiatives for our customers, our clients, across financial services and pharma and healthcare organizations, we speak to our clients and customers, we talk to the vendors of solutions which are delivered in this MDM CDI space. I would also suggest that the second component of it is, like everybody else in this profession, we do a lot of research. And there are a number of organizations in the marketplace who are getting very, very aggressive in learning and publishing information about master data management, customer data integration. I would also suggest that the premier organization, which we used a lot and work with, and it was actually the first which was officially declaring master data management, customer data integration as a technology space, is the CDI MDM Institute, which publishes a lot of very useful research. And thirdly, it's something which we do as a matter of part of our background. Larry mentioned that he has a significant scientific background, so do I. And in my travels, I have authored a number of books. So the methodology which I used then still applies. That is fact gathering, direction definition. Getting the buy-in from the people you work with to understand if that's the right thing, if it's the hot button to press. And then you just, go into kind of a hard labor and do it for about 9 months, with very few interruptions, in the hope that the book will come out the right way.
This book is not a compilation of something. It's not like we spoke with 125 people and compiled so their answers and systematized it and basically put together a book. It's mostly, I would say, probably 80%. So the first source, which is basically, I would say, practical experience based on what we know about this area, based on our projects, based on how we work with customers.
And to prove that point, Larry, I can mention that it so happened that very few people either know about it or knew about it at the time of the book initiation. So we have done a lot of not just research and actual practical experience, but we are doing a lot of workshops to not only to the clients but also to the vendors in this space. Not only we try to write what we know and come up with ideas what would make the initiatives on the MDM CDI scale successful, but we also see a huge interest from a vendor community of how to do it right, whatever right means in this context. So it's our practical experience, also our very, very in-depth research on how to do it based on prior experience. Both Larry and I have been doing it for a while, so we know exactly what doesn't work. At least we know what doesn't work, and we know from experience what might work in different situations.
The book's introduction says it will help organizations avoid costly mistakes in an MDM implementation. So what kinds of costly mistakes do people make?
Better question is how costly? Because the mistakes can be quite numerous. In the book, we have an entire chapter dedicated to two things. One is major mistakes people make doing MDM CDI initiatives, and second part of that is the trends. It would defeat the purpose of writing the book if we try to recoup all the major mistakes. I can think of one which is probably going to be most significant for those of us who are engaged in these initiatives, and that is the mistake of not having design a consuming application. If you embark on an initiative called Master Data Management or Customer Data Integration, which by definition is a very long, very expensive, very, very difficult exercise, you cannot hope that if you build them, they will come. You have to work with the business to build applications or design applications or repurpose applications so they can take advantage of what you build, so you can derive actual value from that. People tend to do it as a technology project, and as soon as you get it into technology and build a huge infrastructure to support master data management without anybody taking advantage of that, that project is doomed to failure, even though technology could be the best in class.
Let me add, I would say, one more. It's a notion that you can buy an MDM solution. It is pretty straightforward, and people in the industry understand that you can't buy a comprehensive master data management solution. You can buy pieces, you can buy certain products, but in order to implement it, basically you have to kind of understand that it is a multidisciplinary kind of activities. You have to participate, and if at least one leg of it, multi-leg kind of activity is not covered, so the solution will fail. And this comes back to your question about what kind of expensive failures, I would say, can happen. Multiple enterprises tried to do it, and they fail, and they basically restart again, and they're spending millions of dollars in order to overcome, I would say, false starts. I would say multiple, I would say, false starts when they basically fail, and they do it again, and kind of trying to bring it up to speed because they understand that they have to do it anyway. So there is no other choice.
Again, you know, there's a bunch of major mistakes, and I would direct the readers, the listeners of this interview to our book, because those mistakes are quite profound, and sometimes they become an eye-opener.
Yeah, we're talking about numbers, and I would say it's probably 8-digit numbers.
So let's say a company has no budget for MDM at all. Are there any no-cost or low-cost actions that you can recommend for them to start building a case for MDM or sort of laying the foundation for a future MDM project?
Yes, I would kind of recommend to look at it so without going quickly and aggressively with new technologies, just look at information management issues, look at data governance issues, look at standards. And basically, if they can resolve these kind of issues internally, this would be pretty significant return on this kind of investment. And it can be done typically within your own organization. It doesn't require purchasing big products or go into very risky kind of engagements. It's mostly your own work.
Right. I would also suggest that in the context of data governance, if organization wants to start somewhere, I would suggest data quality initiatives, data quality measurements, and metrics. So they at least they know what they have and what they don't have, and where to find what they have. If they don't have good answers to those questions, then it's a low-cost option. It requires a lot of work, but we hope that usually organizations have people on staff who can do this work. We do recommend in our book that data governance cannot be done as an afterthought. It has to be corporate-sponsored activity which requires organizational unit, organizational structure, and budgetary support to do it as a full-time, daytime job.
And actually, it is advised to start with this, even if you are planning to go with more expensive kind of investments and costly products.
Now, MDM is a fairly recent development, but already I know there are trends and new directions emerging in the market. Can you talk a little bit about some of the recent trends?
We have dedicated the entire, or at least half of the last chapter, talking about trends. And I want to make sure that we understand when we talk about trends, we do not want to repeat what research organizations like Gartner Group and Forrester and even CDI Institute are doing from a market sizing point of view, because those trends could be reliable or not, but I don't believe they indicate where the technology is going, where the initiatives and thinking is going. One of the trends which we observe today is specialization of master data management solutions across specific industries. And second one is very focused activity on semantic integration of different information components inside master data management environments. So the resulting system of record not only becomes available and secure and protected and accurate, but also becomes searchable using search technologies. So you would see integration of master data management infrastructural components with information delivery and search capability components with business intelligence at the same time. So you can imagine an end-to-end solution which is based on master data management technology or set of technologies which delivers actual value to the end consumer, depending on who the consumer is, whether it's a government agency or retail financial services house or pharmaceutical company or oil exploration company, whatever it is. But we see a very pronounced trend from major vendors to integrate back-end with the front-end and provide the entire value chain from information inception or information lifecycle management mapped across the master data management environment.
Well, thank you again for speaking with us today. Alex Burson and Larry Dubov are the co-authors of the book Master Data Management and Customer Data Integration for a Global Enterprise.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That, again, was a conversation with authors Alex Burson and Larry Dubov. To download sample chapters from their book, visit searchdatamanagement.com's chapter download section or look for a link from the page where you downloaded this podcast. Their book, Master Data Management and Customer Data Integration for a Global Enterprise, was published in May 2007 and is available at major booksellers. And remember, you can find many more articles, podcasts, and resources about Master Data Management and Customer Data Integration and other data management topics right here at searchdatamanagement.com. And we're always interested in your feedback. Please send us email with your comments, suggestions, and thoughts about any aspect of data management. Again, I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor. Thank you for listening to this exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. Have a great day.